Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Wednesday. It's the day in our weekly rhythm where we see how the Bible changes our thinking about a topic. And this week we've been talking about how following Jesus resets our views of the family. We've been talking through this series in a number of ways that Jesus resets our entire lives when we are born again, to use his words. And it impacts every area of our lives, including family, that no longer becomes an end unto itself, an idol to be worshipped, but rather a place and a structure for discipleship, for learning what it means to follow Jesus. So we have to think, if this is a place to learn to follow Jesus, what is the curriculum? How does somebody learn to follow Jesus? Well, when Jesus was asked what were some of the most important things, he said, first of all, love God and love neighbor. And so when we think about it, those are some of the basic things that we want to be learning as a family when it comes to following Jesus. What does it look like to love God and to love our neighbor? Just a few weeks ago, Redeemer Church, which created Redeem the Commute, had its first baptisms as a community. People who had taken our Christianity 101 course found themselves growing in faith, and one of them had never been baptized. And so she decided that she and her daughter would be baptized. We had a great time doing that, and we're sharing a video of it shortly so you can see what it was all about. But the mother made some promises on behalf of her infant daughter, promising that she would teach her to follow Jesus. Here are some of the promises that she and her sponsors made for that young child. Today we are trusting God for her growth in faith. Will you pray for her, draw her by your example into the community of faith, and walk with her in the way of Christ? She begins her journey in faith. You speak for her today. Will you care for her and help her take her place within the life and worship of Christ Church? Well, if you've made promises like that for yourself or for a child, or whether you're anticipating someday you'd like to, it's important to think through how those promises actually happen. I've done baptism prep with a number of small children and babies, and it's hard for parents to see when they're dealing with a child of just a few months old how they're ever going to teach them anything, much less how to follow Jesus. So it's important to take the long view and think big picture. What are our goals? What do we want them to learn? And how are our routines and family structures and simply our relations with one another going to support or not support what we claim to be most important? In no particular order, I'm going to suggest a few ways that a family can learn what it means to follow Jesus together by looking just at some of the key things that family might learn and how that'll happen. One of the first things we can think about is sacrifice. How does a child learn about sacrifice that was clearly displayed in the life of Jesus when he sacrificed his life on the cross? Well, families can do this by involving children in decisions around priorities in life. Where are we going to spend our money as a family? Where are we going to go on vacation? What are we going to do today? There'll be some compromises involved, and there'll be an awakening to the reality that not everything is possible, that we need to make some hard decisions sometimes and sacrifice for others. It's a small way to introduce them to Christ's sacrifice for them and how it wasn't just cheap, but quite costly. Well, another one to think about is love. How does a child learn love? Particularly, how does a child learn that they are loved by God? Well, one of the clearest windows into God's love for a child is going to be the love of their parents. And so by trying to show them first and foremost what it means to be loved, we are teaching them how God loves us unconditionally. So try and show unconditional love to your children, and they'll learn a little something about God. Well, what about prayer and worship? We see over and over again Jesus praying to his Father in heaven. And so how does a child learn to pray? Well, first of all, by seeing and knowing that their parents pray for them. So start praying for your children. Talk to God about your hopes and dreams for them and ask for his protection and care. Let your children know that you do this, that you pray for them. One of the ways you can do that is by praying with them. Give thanks for food before a meal by saying grace. Or pray before bed, because that's a great time to introduce rituals and routines. And then as your prayer times grow, or as you need to pray for specific needs and emergencies in your household, it won't be just out of the blue, oh, we only pray to God when we need something. but rather a continuation of a routine and ritual of prayer that's been long established. So prayer is a really important part of following Jesus and something you can absolutely do and teach your children. Well, Jesus clearly practiced peace and love. He was known for his compassion for others and his unwillingness to engage in violence to prevent the violence that was about to be done to him. Peace and love were a part of his life. How can they be part of our life? Well, this is easy in a family when there are more than one children. I'm sure there are all sorts of opportunities for violence where parents can step in and teach how followers of Jesus make us different. I know I did this with my son, teaching him that Jesus taught us not to hit back, but to turn the other cheek. It's hard. We want to protect our children. We have to wonder, are other parents teaching that too, or are they teaching their kids to hit hard? But it's important that we teach our children where this comes from. We follow Jesus in our house, and here's what Jesus had to say about the situation you're facing right now. One way to teach children compassion and care for others is by involving them in opportunities where compassion can be shown. Take them with you to the hospital. Take them to the doctor's office. Take them downtown. It'll mean all sorts of opportunities to talk about other people, particularly people in need, and how your family, as followers of Jesus, can and should help when the opportunity arises. And how you, as a parent, discern when those opportunities are. Be a great discussion opener, just to involve your children in situations where there are great needs. You can teach your children a little bit about communion, how Jesus broke bread with his followers and told them to do this whenever they gathered together. Whenever you eat with your family, you can focus your family on God as having provided all that you eat. We already suggested saying grace, but simply eating together is very neglected in our society. So by eating together as a family, you'll be really highlighting for your family the importance of sharing food together, of breaking bread together, not just as a religious ritual that happens in church buildings on Sundays, but as a way of life. We've talked a bit about stewardship in some of our previous series, how we've been given everything in this world by God to look after, to care for, not to own. So we can show stewardship of our bodies to our children by eating healthy, by engaging in physical activity, and by engaging them in the same, by prioritizing that over more sedentary ways of playing. In doing that, we're teaching them that, like we said last week, our body is a temple, that our body's not ours, but it's inhabited by the Holy Spirit if we're following Jesus. And so it's important that we treat it with respect and care. We can also show stewardship of our financial resources by engaging our children in how we use our financial resources. So much of that is hidden away today with online banking. Children don't see their parents handling cash like they used to. And so one way to do this is to involve your children in your day-to-day accounting, how you're deciding what bills to pay when, how you use your credit cards. We can be teaching our children how we deal with a windfall. If suddenly a sum of money comes our way, we can tell our children how we're going to spend it. That we're going to spend a little, save a little, pay off some debt, and be generous with some. That'll teach them what to do when grandma and grandpa send them some money. All those are teaching opportunities that you can either just breeze on by because you're busy, or you can pause and teach your children how following Jesus makes us view money differently. Not as an end unto itself, but as a means. A way to teach Christian community, the church community, is by being part of one. Show your children how important it is to be part of a community of people following Jesus, and they'll be able to see that's important for them. One person put it this way. They said, surround your child with as many heroes as possible. Make sure they meet others who are trying to follow Jesus, who they can look up to and respect. Our church community, called Redeemer Church, flowing out of Redeem the Commute, is going to be meeting together regularly for worship in the near future. We have an Easter event coming up, and then this fall we plan to launch regular worship gatherings. If you'd like to be part of getting that off the ground, or you have an idea and can tell us what kind of church community you'd like to be a part of, we'll be asking in tomorrow's challenge for you to complete a survey to that effect. Finally, I think one of the most important things a family can learn about following Jesus is forgiveness. Forgiveness was such a huge part of who Jesus was and is. His forgiveness of us. His forgiveness that he said is predicated on our ability to forgive others. That these two things go together. In the Lord's Prayer, he said, he told us to pray, Father, forgive us as we forgive others. The two are very connected. And so the family is a great place to learn to forgive others because you're stuck with people. You're stuck with your family. You can't run away from something. You can't ignore it. It needs to be dealt with. And so it can either be perpetuated by a cycle of revenge or it can be forgiven. And family is a great incubator, a lab for learning forgiveness. Well, we've had quite a list of things for you to look at there to think about how your family is going to learn each of those items. And so our question for you to consider today, hopefully not alone, but with a community, is think of your current schedule and activities as a family. What do they communicate is most important in life? Have a great discussion. Don't forget to read the Bible in sync as well, and I'll see you tomorrow.